This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The town of Snowmass Village currently does not allow business licenses for the sale of marijuana. The town council wants to know what the public thinks about that and is conducting a survey that closes this weekend. Allison Bektash has more on the issue and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Allison.
Hi there, Kristen.
So there's no pot in Snowmass Village despite the fact that it's legal in Colorado.
Right. You can have your own personal stash, but each town is allowed to decide what to do with the business side of marijuana. And ever since the passage of Amendment 64 in 2012, Snowmass Village has had a sit-back-and-watch approach to see how other towns handle the implementation of legal grow and retail operations. I asked Travis Elliott, who's the assistant to the town manager, what could go wrong? Why sit back and watch and not just implement it and find out for yourself how the town's going to handle it? He said, that's not the right question. The question is, why do it? Snowmass Village has built this very family-friendly reputation. It has a lot of visitors. They didn't want to put that all on the line before they kind of know how the entire industry would go.
Okay, so does this survey show that Snowmass is having a change of heart?
Well, we'll see what the public says. The survey already has 500 respondents, and that's with only a little bit of public outreach, letting people know that it's available. It went to anyone with the Snowmass Village address, and it's in the town's own kind of newsletter type things. It closes on Sunday, and then city staff will analyze the feedback and present to town council in mid-February what those answers were. The overall question for the survey is, should marijuana licenses be allowed in Snowmass Village? Then there's all these questions that spiral out from that. If so, what kind? Retail, recreation, medical, grow operations, distributors, what hours? Should we put any other restrictions on there or add some taxes? If a majority of the respondents say no to that first question, well, then it's a done deal. We'll just keep the moratorium going past its October 2018 expiration date. And they actually have extended that moratorium before.
Okay, but what if everyone says, yes, let's start doling out pot licenses?
Okay, then it's time for homework. The town will look at how other communities have dealt with everything from grows to stores. Some things the council could vote on by themselves, just allowing some of those business licenses and deciding how many. Some, like a tax, would need voter approval. This survey is just advisory. They do genuinely want to know what the community thinks about pot in Snowmass Village. And the survey is open to more than just Snowmass Village residents. Pickens County, Aspen, other Valley residents, and visitors can all take the survey. They will also look further into the financial implications of having the pot business in their town. As we recently saw in Pickens County, the state uses pot tax collections to give grants to things like education and mental health services, so they have to crunch those numbers as well.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Allison Bektash. That survey will close this weekend. We have a link to it on our site, aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.